Oh no.
Oh hey, I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
And I'm Sloppy Joe of Toppy Talk.
Yeah. Hey, Sloppy Jojo of Toppy Talk. How's that? How's Toppy Talk working out for you, champ?
The formerly known as Toppy Talk, no longer Toppy Talk.
Oh, what's it now known as?
The Silent Podcast.
Oh, good. That sounds great. Subscribe
www.saythewebsitenow.com.
Good. www.com.
www. Yeah.
That's an actual website. I've been there. I don't even know what they do though.
www.com.
Yeah, just www.com. It's like some
I'm doing
weird
science.
Thing.
No, it's one of those like it's one of those things where they got the domain, so they put one of those weird winks on it that are all just viruses.
Thanks for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get a free credit report from here. I can go to online college. Dude, they can fix my bad credit.
Wow,
I wonder what this is about.
You really should fix that bad credit from all that Steam games you've been buying.
Oh, that's amazing. No, you click fix bad credit, and then it just brings you to another list of links about fixing bad credit.
Links for days. Those websites are always weird, because like, I don't understand what goes on, because they just link to other web. It just doesn't end. Like, I don't...
People pay them minuscule amounts of money, but there's a lot of people. It's all ad money. It's just a website where they make ad revenue, and people accidentally come here.
Yeah, it's like you just get trapped in like their labyrinth of links. Like, it's just a circle.
I don't understand, because I would never pay for one of these things. I mean, I guess it might be done via Google Ads or something, you know, like some sort of just ad service. But, I mean, it's just like a loophole through the system where you're supposed to put these ads on your website, but they just made the ads, they made the ads their website. So I think they beat the system.
Yeah. I know
it's
someone
who
said they did that. They created, like, some, like, blog spot, but they just filled it with ads. And, they just set it up as, like, the homepage of everyone at their house's computer. So whenever anyone went to the internet, they just hit their website.
That may be the cleverest thing I've ever heard done, in a family.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
especially if you're the IT guy of the family. Like, if everyone trusts you to fix their computer, you're like, no, I'll start up with this Blogspot. It makes your internet, like, 10 times faster.
Yeah. The dude who did that was, like, the IT dude of the family. It's funny, because when someone's monitor broke, he just brought them a projector.
Perfect.
Yeah, like, he just solved problems by going hardcore. And essentially, the computer plan for the house was that he built a computer, and then when he got rid of his old computer, that just went to the next oldest person or whatever. And so basically there was like just a chain of computers. So what have your recent exploits been, Sloppy Joe?
I literally just got back from the San Francisco Pride Parade.
Oh wow, what were you doing there is also an important question, I'm wondering.
I found out that I'm a Californian and I haven't been to a Pride Parade yet, and so I thought that was a horrible injustice and that I had to go.
So,
how was it?
Was there free drinks?
No free drinks whatsoever. Capitalism was on every corner. There was somebody selling hot dogs, somebody selling beer, and water, and Jello shots that were of questionable origin.
How questionable? Like, was there like a jar and he just put it in there, like the cup in there and took it out and was like, "Hey, do this," and you were like, "No, I don't like that jar. It's green."
They were definitely homemade, and so it was kind of like they could put whatever they want in there. They could put drugs, those vile things.
That sounds like. That doesn't sound like questionable. That sounds like party time.
Could you have consumed his urine?
It's possible, and that's why I decided to abstain from the questionable jello shots.
You didn't want him to be inside you?
it was a girl, but no, I didn't want her to be inside me either.
All right, that's good too.
But yeah, so it was interesting. we showed up on time, which apparently was the wrong time, and
fashionably late.
Yeah. And so there was just a bunch of like cheerleaders, and it looked like a normal, like regular run of the mill small town parade. About 45 minutes to an hour in, it got crazy, and there were gay people, and Facebook was there. And
wow, there's gay people? I don't know.
And Apple was there.
Seems fishy. All the homosexuals in one place.
It was interesting. It was interesting. There were a lot of there was a lot of craziness going on. It wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. I was nervous.
What did you want to happen?
Not what I want to happen, but what I expected.
Wait, I'm very confused on what the nervousness came from. Oh no, I don't want to be attacked by an angry mob of gay people.
Exactly.
Did you make sure your outfit was matching?
No, I was actually, me and my girlfriend both went in all black. So, very unpride.
Was it hot? Like, was that a poor choice of clothing?
It was quite a bad choice, yeah. There was a lot of people whose choice of clothing was only a thong.
That's good,
That's good. Pretty common attire.
That's good. exclusively non-stop thongs, I think, should be the dress code for everywhere.
I think that should be the title of the podcast.
Non-stop thongs.
Yeah. I've always wanted to run, like, a tiny island like Tropico and make casual Fridays not necessarily be mandatory thongs, but have that be an option. So you could go to, like, get your passport renewed and the dude would just be wearing a thong there.
TSA started to pat you down with they're wearing thongs.
Yeah.
The world would be a much more open place.
Yeah. If you're wearing a thong, would the TSA even pat you down, or would they just like look and be like, yeah, no, you're just nothing there. All right, good to go.
That's a good question. That's almost like a philosophical sort of question, because when it comes down to the point of, I mean, they should still theoretically pat you down, because who knows, but what, I mean, the only place that they could pat down would be your private region.
Which would benefit you. Yeah.
They would, of course, have to pat me down, because, you know, right, guys?
Am I right? Ooh. I know what you're talking. Alright.
Yeah, there was a lot of interestingness going on there. A lot of guys decided to just ditch the thong and come completely naked.
Alright, that's good too.
Which was terrifying and interesting, actually, because there was a lot of weird penises.
Well, everyone's an individual.
No. You can't just brush over that. What do you mean by weird penises?
Was it like a duck?
I saw two different kinds of piercings for penises today.
Oh, neat.
That would constitute a weird penis.
Yeah. And then one that was kind of like, is that a penis? Vagina? Who knows?
I don't know how that works. Like, it wasn't any. Not know?
It was like an innie belly button.
That sounds like a medical condition. That person's a doctor.
Really does. I mean,
yeah, it was like a scared turtle.
If anyone knows about any belly button ish penis, write in pvkcast.
Yeah, don't email. Just write in. No, don't email. Just write in. Write a letter.
Send a letter.
By no means go to your doctor. Take the time to write to us.
Yes. Let us know.
A handwritten sentiment.
Or, you know, you could mail a voice recorder. Just get like an old school voice recorder, put it in an envelope, figure out how to get it to us. Yeah.
I refuse to read it if it's not written with typewriter font.
Yes.
Like typewriter font or with a typewriter, because these are very different things.
Actually a typewriter, yeah.
But how will you tell the difference? That's what I was going to say. If you try to cheat the system, I will know. And I will find you and kill you.
I've been watching a lot of Hawaii 5-0. I figured out what typewriters look like. Like, a lot of it's like, oh, dude, look at this. Like the lower part of the F is chipped, so we need to go find a typewriter where the lower part of the F is Shit, yeah, no, I've been watching a lot of Hawaii Five-0.
That's not how typewriters work.
Well, I know, but, like, if, like, they all degrade differently, right?
Yeah.
So, like, a ransom letter will be written with a typewriter, so they'll be like, all right, we need to find a typewriter that's F is chipped, you know, I is, you know, slightly off-center, and, you know, C, there's a little dash that cracked a little bit.
Xerox that ruined sounds... police work. Xerox that's... ruined the forensic system.
Yeah.
That just sounds wacky. That's like, all right, guys, we need to find a keyboard. It was like, the V key on my keyboard is slightly tripped because I think I dropped my key. I forget, it was a long time ago. But that's not going to make... Yes, I was in a drunken rage, and I ripped my V... I was able to rip parts of my V key off.
Trying to
it was
make
a very, very directed rage.
Yes. But if I type, it doesn't come out as a chipped V. So, I mean, wouldn't the internals of the typewriter have to be broken for that to happen?
Yeah, no, that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about, like, the button V. They're talking about, like, on the actual head of the thing.
That just sounds like it would take years to go through every typewriter.
Well, it does, but it's like, if you have a suspect, then you go look at their typewriter. Like, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Because, you know, everyone has a typewriter.
Well, listen, in Hawaii 5-0, it's great because they'll be, like, interrogating someone, then they'll be like, hey, can I use your phone? Because, you know, they don't have their own phones because this is forever ago.
Yeah.
Is it like in L.A. Noir where you have to go to a phone box?
Yeah, they do that too.
My favorite thing in L.A. Noir is, yes, when you are interrogating someone and you use the phone in their house to, like, call the police to arrest them or, like, their significant other. I'm like, I'm just going to use your phone if you don't mind. I'm like, oh, yeah, can we get 17 people down here with guns? Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty great. There's also a couple of episodes where they have a helicopter. And I don't think they needed the helicopter. I think, like, they had a budget, and they're like, hey, guys, dude, let's totally use this helicopter.
Let's get a helicopter.
It's the season finale. We got to make it badass.
Yeah. But, Hawaii Five-0 has a Chinese dude called Wo Fat, and I think he's my favorite character.
Wo Fat.
Of anything, or of just that show?
Of that show, because it's one of those things where he's like a main character where he'll never be caught, so he's always, like, super clever about escaping and stuff.
He's like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, kind of. And he's, like, supposed to be, like, have super clever plans and stuff. It's neat. He like basically surgically altered a dude to just look like the head of police and then do some shady things. Like, just the stuff he does is just wacky.
And that's pretty wacky.
A little cartoonish.
Yeah. It kind of is, but
it sounds like G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for there's not lasers, and occasionally people actually get shot.
But Duke, did they know? Because knowing is half the battle.
Well, yeah, dude, they
know.
So
they would have been halfway to not getting shot if they had known.
Well, if only the criminals knew a life of crime doesn't pay.
That's true. I mean, unless
very true.
Unless it does, then. And, I mean, unless, like, you don't get shot.
Unless you're playing Quick Payday.
Yeah. Then it's time for Payday.
Then it's just a lot of hitting retry, because it's pretty bad. It's a pretty hard game.
Love it.
Apparently, I haven't played it. I don't know if anyone else has, but the new Payday bank heist with,
just bought it.
Yes, the new, apparently, it's super awesome.
Yeah, Luke was saying that.
Yes, specifically, that's what I was thinking. He was like, apparently it's super duper cool. Like,
and if you have, like, a filling, you should get the DLC because it has a dentist.
Yeah. Apparently it's it's the best Payday heist because it's, like, super hard, but not just wait time city. Like, it is, but there's actually things, like, interactive things, not just walk into a bank and then hit F, and then wait for the F thing to be done. Like, you can use a crane to, like, drill a hole in a roof or something. No, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, essentially from what I've heard about the Payday 2 bank heist DLC is it's what Payday should have been in the first place. Because in Payday, if you don't know, it's a game where you, like, rob things. You're like, hey, I'm going to rob this store, so, you know, I'm going to put a drill on it safe and wait 5 minutes for the drill to work. And, you know, just stuff like that. But also, before you do a mission, you can, buy a medkit, and it'll just randomly place a medkit in the world. Where with the big bank DLC, it'll allow you to say, hey, put the medkit over here, because that's where we're going to be when we're being shot at.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like, so it's one of these things where to make it like that. Like, Payday, I really enjoyed Payday for a long time, but it's sort of gotten very stale recently because it's just doing the same heist over and over again, grinding out money so you can buy attachments for guns. But I don't know why they didn't do that from the beginning, because then it adds, because there's different ways to complete the heist now, but if they just took the extra month or two to develop that, the game would have so much more replayability, because you could, you know, go, okay, we're gonna do it loud this time. We're gonna go in and just shooting, and we're gonna insert from here, and then we're gonna blow open this door and do this and this and this, and adds like a planning stage and just fun. But instead, it's just you start in a street and you go, oh well, I guess I gotta figure this out.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to point out that grinding for money is something strippers also do.
That's true. So in Payday, even though you're a multi-millionaire criminal, like mastermind, you are no better than a stripper.
Yep. That's right, well, kids.
I mean, who wants to be better than a stripper?
It's quite a hard thing to accomplish, you being better than a stripper.
My girlfriend is morally opposed to me playing Payday.
Oh, why is that? Is it because it involves you killing policemen?
Why is it hundreds?
Just non-stop policemen.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, she like kind of doesn't like being in the room when I'm playing it, because she's like, why are you getting so happy you're killing policemen? And I'm like, they shouldn't have come to work today. Let's be honest.
Yeah. How does she feel if you play the No Russian level in a Call of Duty just non-stop, just like after you beat it, you just restart the level?
I don't play Call of Duty.
Oh, well. No Russian. I don't know if you know, is a level in Call of Duty where you start off in a airport elevator, go into the airport with machine guns, and then just shoot everyone.
Yep. There's no police there, or military people. You just walk into an airport and kill everyone.
Oh, so like mass shooting simulator. Okay.
Yeah, you just walk into an airport, and it's like, oh, hey, look, I have a light machine gun, and you are a child.
Yeah.
So how many days away do you think we are from a mass shooting simulator AAA title?
Already exists. Not AAA, but there's mods everywhere for everything.
AAA? I think that there's no AAA simulator, so that's like an oxymoron.
True.
But I think we're minutes away from some indie company.
Yeah, we already had one though. We had No Russian in that Call of Duty game.
And I know that we had there was also a video game based on the Columbine shooting.
That was released
shortly afterwards.
I don't know if it was a full blown game. I know people have done Half-Life 2 mods for everything.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. Yeah, you can just mod anything into the Source engine.
But I mean, like a literally a AAA title, like a Counter-Strike-esque kind of situation.
Dude.
I'd have to see that first, because people like to put their money into things that they're like 98% sure makes them more money, which is why we have so many Call of Duties.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm suspicious of that, because I feel like that's something that wouldn't necessarily make their money back.
I feel also
controversy makes money.
Don't want to. There's a difference between controversy and then there's absolute like political discourse. Like GTA 5 is controversial. You know, making a game based on Columbine or like any of these school, there's too many school shootings.
And considering all the games that have been canceled, well, I remember reading today there was a game called 6 Days to in Fallujah or something that was canceled because it was like a like I don't know, people said it was distasteful to people who were actually in Fallujah.
Yeah, and it doesn't help this whole ISIS thing broke out. That doesn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think never from a AAA title. I think that's the release date is never.
I think we got close with No Russian, which was a tiny level that was removed from the Russian version of the game.
That's a good point.
But
and has an option to disable it in the beginning of the game.
Just straight up, it's like, hey, we still want to make tons of money, so we're going to turn off this one level that might upset you a little bit.
Yeah. and then you know, that was also, what, that was 2009-ish? So it was still in sort of a time where this was happening, but not as insane as it's happening now. So that kind of seemed like a sort of mass terrorism attack, like any other terrorist attack, but not like something that could happen tomorrow. It's just something that, it's terrorism, it's a terrorist attack that just happens, you're going to have to deal with it, and it's a video game. I don't think they were trying to hit that close to home with it.
Yeah, also if you want mass shooting simulator, I mean, straight up play GTA, because you could totally, I mean, it's not like a mission, but you could just straight up just kill tons of people if you want.
Yeah, the only thing is that there's no coding to really make it seem horrific, like they do
extra
in Call of Duty.
If they're begging for their life.
Extra points. 10 points for babies, 5 points for adolescents,
actually,
5 points for adults.
You can't sell a game in Europe if you directly hurt a child, I think, or kill it. It's something like that, so...
Well, definitely not Germany.
Yeah, the German version of Counter-Strike Go, it's hilarious, because you know in the old days of Halo, like, you didn't really ragdoll, you just sort of had death animations, and it'd be really funny, because sometimes you'd, like, have a death animation of you lying down, but you were exploding, so your lying down body just sort of went up and then went down.
Yeah.
In the German version of Counter-Strike Global Offensive, when anyone dies, they get on their knees and put their hands on their head, even if they're in the air. Like, they just stop, like, wherever their model is, they get down on their knees and put their hands on the head, and they disappear, and that's it.
I think I would have more fun playing Counter-Strike for kids in Global Offensive than I would watching people surrender in midair.
Yeah.
I would much rather have pillow knife fights.
Yeah.
And
use an axe to cut down a tree.
Yes. You know, throw pokeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pokeballs are always the answer.
Isn't it weird how, I don't know, maybe games aren't censored enough in the Western world, but
we need
less
censored games. More nips. More nips.
But well, it's insane how censored everything is in, I don't know if I would say progressive countries, but not North Korea. Like Germany, you don't when you think of progression, you don't think of Germany, but it just kind of doesn't seem like, you know, very restrictive. It just seems like a normal country. But
the main thing is that makes Germany different is that they have the crazy horrific past that they've had.
Yeah,
involving people and aggression, and so I think they're just trying to weed out as much aggression out of their culture as possible.
Yeah, and from what I've read, like the Wolfenstein game that was released in Germany removed all reference of Nazis and just referred to it as the regime, and they got rid of all the swastikas and everything. But the reason that Wolfenstein had to do this is because video games aren't considered art in Germany. They're considered toys, and toys aren't allowed to have this kind of, like, Nazi symbols in them anymore. But, like, if you were making a movie, like a documentary, about Adolf Hitler, you wouldn't have to censor that in Germany because it'd be considered art.
Yeah, well, I saw a really good movie, actually, called, I forgot what it's called. It's like Hitler Fallen or The Fall or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's a German movie, but it's really good about Hitler.
Netflix has been like, hey, I know what you watch. Want to watch this movie about Hitler? And I'm like, no. I already watched enough weird things. I feel like if I just had Hitler in there, you're going to start trying to get me to watch even weirder things. And I don't know how far down this rabbit hole I want to go.
Yeah, I've been watching some weird things on Netflix. And now my suggestions is just so weird.
No, yeah, dude. I'm a... Because you can create multiple profiles on Netflix now. I have one where I exclusively watch shows I give poor ratings to. Like I said, I've been watching a lot of Hawaii Five-0, and I've given it 1 star, and I'm kind of sort of watching, like, Netflix freak out a little bit.
You're like, you... What? Netflix cannot compute. You don't like it, but you want... What? Consistently. This has been four days in a row now.
You've watched over 24 hours of the show, and you don't like... What? Do you want to watch James Bond, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just throws its hands up in the air.
Yeah.
There's some poor technician at the Netflix labs that are just like, what does he want?
Do you want Hitler? Hitler, is that what you want? Because that's what you are right now.
Dude, you've just made all of Netflix. Whenever Netflix, you know, the systems go down or they have a bad day at the office, you can blame Duke. Because the reason that you can't watch Netflix is probably because Duke's having, like, every technician at Netflix try and figure out some, like, computer algorithm to just make him find something to watch that makes sense. And they can't even focus on anything else.
Have you guys ever used Netflix on, like, PlayStation or Xbox?
I use it on the Xbox 360, yeah.
Have you ever had them, like, do the suggestion thing for you and it plays, like, a game?
No.
There's a thing you can use, it's called, like, Max or something. And you click on it, and he's like, hello, I'm gonna, you know, suggest some movies for you. And then he, like, plays different games with you to try to figure out, like, what movies you like.
It's
creepy.
That sounds like a next-gen thing.
It's not. It's on the... We have it on the PlayStation 3.
Wow, that's... That is... Wacky bananas.
He never gets it right. Never.
Yeah, it doesn't sound... It sounds like those old...
Do you want to watch historical footage of the Holocaust?
The answer is always yes.
Hello, I'm looking for a family... I'm looking for a family movie night kind of movie. Oh, so are you looking for,
do you want Unhung Heroes
from a first person?
A Scandinavian film? Anyone seen a Scandinavian film?
I've never, what?
Oh, dude, it's a film, and it tells the story of a dude who gets, like, kidnapped and is being put in a snuff film. It gets really sad.
Oh, I think you mean a Serbian film.
It's the same damn place.
No, it isn't. That's on the other side of Europe. Oh my god.
Listen, if Europe... Whatever. Who cares? Who cares about Europe?
I care.
No one cares about you. Europe isn't even real. It's just all old Russia, to be honest.
It's all the commies.
Yeah.
Stan is what we call it. Commie Stan.
Yeah, we have old Russia to the right, and eventually Russia to the left.
But they're all really to the left. Get it?
Nah. Huh? Nah. Oh, good times.
Good.
So back to the Pride Parade.
Oh yeah, no, oh, back okay. to that. Yeah, let's talk about nipples. All those. Yeah, nipples.
Nipples everywhere. To see if nipples.
Was there anyone who had like one nipple?
There was somebody who was wearing one pasty. Which, you guys know what pasties are, right?
No, that sounds like a food and maybe delicious, like a pastry, maybe?
No, it's like a sticky, like a sticker, like a circular sticker you put on your nipple to like...
Alright, why are you putting a sticker on your nipple?
Because you want to censor your breasts even though they're out?
Well, I mean, like, come on. This is an issue, like well known, where it's like, I can show my nipples, but like, a lady can't? I'm like, come on.
It doesn't make sense.
There's a significant chance.
One girl was walking down the street with one pasty on.
All right, cool. So like,
and I'm
try
like,
to make everyone happy.
I'm just
compromise.
Copying and pasting in my head is what you're making me do.
Like mental copy paste. It just sounds like an accident. It just sounds like they're walking down the street and someone like ripped a pasty off.
Yeah, where she sweated. That's more like it because it was a hot day.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
But anyways, back to the nipple issue, because there's still a there's a slight chance that my breasts might be larger than a woman's, and she wouldn't be able to walk around shirtless. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I like how Duke went from a significant to slight.
There's a slight change. There's not a significant change. I thought about it. I'm like, no, there's not.
There's not.
There's a significant chance that there's someone, but there's a slight chance I'd be in the same place as them, is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
Well, so, like, if I was walking around shirtless next to someone,
they would probably run away.
Yeah, so is that what you're getting at? Yeah, that also.
Well, that is changing, though. I know probably in more places, but I know for a fact in New York City, maybe even the state, anyone can walk around without a shirt on.
Cool, yep. I like this.
Sounds good for me. In San Francisco, I don't think there's any real laws or statutes against walking around naked either.
Just naked? Just right full on naked?
Naked.
Alright, tell me more. This sounds like a place I want to be.
Naked.
Alright, I'm going to be the Duke of San Francisco now.
Duke of San Francisco.
A number naked?
New law. Everyone has to be naked.
Non-stop.
Non-stop naked.
Yep, if you are wearing clothes, you will be stripped.
God damn. It's not like you'll be ejected from this city. You will be stripped.
On the spot.
Forcibly stripped. As you walk off of the BART, the regional transit, local regional transit, you will be stripped as you move off the train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Airports, stripped.
There are police officers there. Yeah.
It raises a serious pocket issue, though.
It does. Because now when you see, you have to be naked.
Well, yeah, because they'd have a purse, right? That's what we're talking about? That's what we're referring to, right? Yes. That's what they'd have, right? Talking about. All right, good.
But now packs will become very popular.
That's what I was going to say, is that when you say naked, can you wear accessories? Like, can you wear a hat? Because what if it's sunny?
Yeah.
Can you wear a backpack?
Yeah, but, like, if you're white or albino, you're totally screwed.
and what about, Duke, how do you handle the pedophilia issue? Mr. Mayor, Duke of New York, Duke of San Francisco,
You see, pedophiles don't exist. I'm claiming ignorance. I'm claiming ignorance.
Good.
You're claiming ignorance to the pedophilia issue.
It's a great political move. Where someone's confronted with an issue they don't understand, they just say it doesn't exist.
So the Mambla is going to move to San Francisco, the Duchy of San Francisco.
Duke, you say it's a great political movement, like it isn't already every politician's movement.
Yeah.
So you just act like it doesn't exist.
What are you talking about? I don't have an answer, so it doesn't exist.
What Guantanamo? I'm sorry, we're how many billion in debt? I think you're incorrect, sir.
What is debt? What?
If you mean all of this money that we have in our treasuries, if you mean the opposite of debt, then yeah, we are $3 trillion in the opposite of debt.
Yeah, we don't have debt, we have nuclear weapons.
I need that bumper sticker.
We don't have debt, we have nuclear weapons.
You can buy that bumper sticker at pbjcast.blogspot.com.
I mean, www.com.
You can't, but like, no one goes there anyways, so
let's be fair.
I'm gonna make someone a lot of money.
You could both not buy that bumper sticker from either of those websites.
Yeah.
So it would be like going to the same place.
Yeah, you could go to, Twitter?
Can't buy that
bumper sticker?
Mm-hmm.
You could,
You could go to literally any website, except for a website that does sell that bumper sticker.
That bumper sticker has to exist.
It does.
I don't know.
Mike, I don't have original ideas. Someone else has thought of that.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's...
I mean, I came up with PBJCast.
RoboEv and look it up.
Don't worry, I'm on it. You guys just keep on it.
Okay, we'll distract everyone from the fact. RoboEvan is basically so Sloppy Joe, what are you wearing?
A black shirt and pajama pants that are also black.
Tell me more. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
What are you wearing?
No. I'm wearing a Cambodian t-shirt, Grunts. Like okay. Sweatpants, and probably underwear.
Wink. You're wearing a what t-shirt?
Cambodia, I think.
Doesn't matter, Robin. Keep typing.
Okay. Someone's asking. I haven't found. I don't think it exists, but I have found a forum. It's called Bike Forums, and the thread is: do hybrids come pre-equipped with liberal bumper stickers?
Yes.
This is the post.
As someone who comes from California, yes.
This is the post. I'm a yuppie. We have central vacuum generalizations with motorized attachments. I'm voting for Obama. As much as I don't want my taxes to increase, I feel stupid foreign energy policies cost me much more. Nobody, in parentheses, is addressing the real crisis facing the USA. Deficit spending, runaway federal debt, this is nothing. This doesn't have anything to do with the title.
It has nothing to do with what you failed us.
Yeah, anyways, I've always had the stance that no one should put strong beliefs on their bumper.
That's a good point.
Because,
especially
like,
if you have coworkers.
Yeah, because, like, best case scenario, they don't key your car. Worst case scenario, they slash your tires.
Worst case scenario, if you're in a very not okay place and you have, like, if you're in, like, the, like, I don't even know. If you're in, like, Russia, and you have, like, a pro-gay bumper sticker, case scenario, you die. I think that's the worst case scenario.
Well, I mean, there's fate
worse than death.
Worst case
scenario, your car gets firebombed.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, if you're a Nazi, you're not gonna put it on your bumper sticker, because that's just not gonna end well for you. Like,
well,
just
if it's
don't
1940s, you would.
And in a select area. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just don't put your beliefs on your bumper stickers. Like, there's plenty of bumper stickers I've seen that have been all, like, a joke. And I've been like, yeah, I'm okay with that, because I'm not going to, like, slash your tires because you have a lame joke.
I think I might
slash your tires because you promote a political person I don't agree with.
Yeah,
I think all bumper stickers in general
just need to be thrown away. They're so all negative, stupid.
I like bumper stickers if they're, like, advertising a place you like. Like, I like Dutch Brothers Coffee, which is a type of a coffee place that's only in this area.
Sounds great. Tell me more.
But I would get that bumper sticker on my car. And that's it.
Well, yeah, that's
get,
fine.
Like, a political one or a
Yeah, don't do political
one
stuff. But if you're like, I like a store, it's all like, yeah, everyone likes a store. Sure, why not? You're allowed to like stores.
Yeah.
Or if you're gonna get a political bumper sticker, change your whole car to revolve around that bumper sticker. Like, get, like, a bumper sticker that said, like...
The head of the politician?
You say, like, the Confederacy did nothing wrong, and they just have a massive Confederate flag, like, running from the back of your pickup truck.
Oh, yeah, no, I've probably run into that one somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just gotta... It's all or nothing with bumper stickers.
Yeah.
The South will rise again, Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty
exactly.
sure I've seen that in bumpers. I've seen that in a car. I think I've told Robo about this before. I ran into a car that because you know how you have like a fishing pole things to put your fishing pole in like the it was like a truck. All right,
a big old
pickup truck. Right? All right, so the hood of it was a Confederate flag. It had two flags on each side, not like those little ones you put in windows, but straight up, like. Wooden poles, flag, two Confederate flags on each side, and like the rear of it was a Confederate flag.
What, like the back window? Or
not
like
the back
the,
window, but
the
like
tailgate.
The back, like the tailgate. Like there was just a Confederate flag on that.
Wow,
that may be the most American person I've ever seen, heard of.
Most Confederate, but I think that truck belonged to the owner of the gas station I was getting gas out of at the time.
Dude, you are supporting pro-slavery movements.
Yeah, I kind of, like, already gave them
supporting
my money.
Supporting his racist agenda.
Like, I was leaving, and then this car pulled up and, like, went into, like, the employees-only area in the back.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, geez, like, this person is definitely affiliated with this organization, or this building is being robbed. I'm not sure.
He's a part of the Cool Kids Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duke, I think... Oh, God. You know what, though? If you're in the KKK, having someone who works at a gas station is probably like the most efficient thing, isn't it?
You get a pet.
Someone who's a business owner.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, think about a gas station. You have like a back room to use for your meetings, and then you just fill up on gas and crosses, and then you go out and have a nice Friday night.
Yeah.
a nice Friday night.
Yeah, not Sunday night. They go to church D's. Then.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, same thing. Like I think if you own a cross warehouse or a gas station, you're like
cross warehouse,
automatically in the KKK.
I want to know who owns the company in Iran that makes American flags.
I don't think they make them there. They probably make them somewhere else and just import them.
Do you understand
someone's making a killing?
How much money can be made if you just go out to these more riots and just do like a 2-for-1 deal, like $20 for an American flag, a gasoline, and a light, I guess a 3-for-1 deal, and the lighters included. you can make a lot of money.
You're like, yeah, sure, Allah, whatever, who cares?
Yeah,
but you're also at a riot, so like, what if you get robbed? You'd be like, police, come over. Oh, right.
I mean, fuck. No one's going to rob the nice man selling burnable American flags.
I don't know. Riots get pretty wacky.
Maybe you could sell your American flags pre-burnt. You know, you could burn them at the warehouse, then stop, like, halfway through.
But then how do they get those really cool pictures of, like, burned flags on the ground that are so unpopular? They're so popular this season.
Some people like to bring their own flags. Some don't like to buy them pre-burnt. Some like natural, homemade burnt flags.
Yeah.
Oh, so like when you buy like worn denim jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense.
Some don't like the worn denim jeans. Some like to make their own American flags at their house. That's a good point, though. In all these places, where do they get all these American flags from?
Exactly.
Amazon. Not very popular. They just order them from Amazon. Yeah. 4 to 7 business days.
Does Amazon ship to the middle of Iran?
Well, they have droids.
They have drones. They have drones.
Dude,
they just drop them off on the way.
The thing is, though, is that they probably get shot down by, like, ISIS and Al-Qaeda because they think that they're, like, American drones trying to airbomb them.
Aw, dude.
You just can't win.
Shooting drones is actually exceptionally hard to do. Because
dude,
they're,
I don't know if you know, but
they're, like, really high up.
They're really high up, and they're also really small, but not if you have a bunch of guns. I was watching a documentary about the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. I watched a footage. They were showing some footage. A Dean guy who had a rocket launcher, he shot down a helicopter with the rocket launcher from like half a mile away.
That's a pretty damn good
shot. You should do that shit all the time in Grand Theft Auto.
If someone can do that and they're not playing Battlefield, I think 10 people with AKs can shoot down a drone.
I guess so.
It's probably pretty easy. Drones—they're pretty small and fast, but they're also pretty fragile. So like one 7.62 round going through a drone probably isn't gonna end up very well. Especially an Amazon drone.
Yeah, but it also has to deal with the height and like if they're so high up that the bullet just like slows down exceptionally.
Well,
how
low are they getting to drop off the American flag?
Don't get low. They just like drop it and guess.
It's like the
flare pops when it hits the ground, so they know their package is there.
Dude, they're not like the owls in Harry Potter. They don't just fly through and just drop everything.
I don't know.
It's
that's
like
how
in the
I
Hunger
deliver
Games.
Things.
Hear a little whistle, and then a little like package just comes flying out of the sky. Am I the only one that's seen The Hunger Games?
No.
I mean,
actually, yes, no, you're the only person who's seen it. It's been in all these theaters, and as it turns out, you're the only one who's been to The Hunger Games.
Okay, the only one in this recording room.
I mean, I saw the first one when it came out.
I saw The Starving Games. Same thing, right?
Oh, good God. Hopefully that was on your, like, I don't like this account.
Non-stop.
I love how it's everyone who uses Netflix, because that's the only place you're ever going to see that movie. Because for some reason, Netflix loves to recommend that to me. They're like, hey, watching, I don't know, Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who or Top Gear.
Yes.
Are you sure would you like to watch The Starving Games? I'm like, how much are they paying you, Netflix? Because that's not related at all.
Fuck you, Netflix. Fuck you.
Yeah, Netflix, stop providing a great service for a reasonable price, right?
No one else is wacky. Is Netflix?
It's insulting to suggest that film.
Yes, it is. Netflix changed their art style recently.
Oh yeah, dude, they look better, and I love it more.
Does it look better?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't like it because you're outnumbered already.
Apparently, I don't know. I don't really understand what they're going for. I don't know why they did it. Like, the old one was fine. It sort of had that like movie premiere kind of.
There's always one dissenter. There's always one dissenter.
Now it's
Don't be that guy, Robo Evan.
White.
Yeah, I mean, all they did was they just took the colors and reversed it. Like, I don't really. I mean, I don't dislike it. I just don't understand why they did it.
I'm trying to think
because
of a white
thing. Because it's kind
of like from Kali Red.
White and red to Ku Klux Klan. White and red.
Yeah, but also like there was like jeez, I'm trying to remember their name. But during the Soviet Revolution, there was like the Reds, and then there was like the Whites, which were like
the Bolsheviks and the
Nationalists or the Royalists or the Whites, I think.
Shit, I forgot the other ones.
Bolsheviks, Mensheviks.
Mensheviks.
I mean, think about it this way. Who's the only ones that matter?
The
good old Bolsheviks.
The what?
Hey guys, want to know something really funny? That's not actually funny, but I'm going to tell it to you anyways.
Go ahead.
Hitler did nothing wrong?
Yeah, turns out it's all been a big conspiracy. Just no one told him what was going on.
It's because the goddamn Jews run the media.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was all blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Jews are apparently for gay marriage, by the way, I found out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is that just like sticks together, like minorities stick together? Like what's going on there?
I think so. I think it's kind of like the reason why like Baptist churches are for gay marriage. Because it's like, you know, black people. But yeah, like I saw a bunch of Jews at the Pride Parade, and they were like, Jews.
How do you know they were Jewish? Were they naked? And were you like, oh yeah, no, they're Jewish?
I think it's a very select group of Jews.
Did they wear tiny hats?
Like Orthodox?
No, they didn't wear tiny hats.
I don't think like Orthodox Jews that like straight from Israel are gonna be too.
No, these are definitely Reformed. These are Reformed.
Yeah,
Jews.
I think it's a very specific.
Well, yeah, that's with every religion. There's always a segment of every religion that wants to do it's okay with whatever.
Yeah, but then you just can't say that all Jews are okay. But guys, a very select group of Jews are okay with gay marriage. That's what I learned today.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know.
I've seen other things where like Reformed Jews are like supporting gay marriage and they're okay with gay people. Like,
but you also just can't generalize because everyone is different in their own bigoted way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's a bigot in their own special way, and that's just what you have to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm watching this documentary called Jesus Camp.
Dude, sounds like
oh,
my
boy.
Kind of Jesus.
I've seen that, and I'm like, I can't watch this. It'll just make me too angry.
What is it?
Oh god, it is a mess. There is a rap that involves, oh god, where they're saying like, who's in the house? Jesus is in the house. We're kicking it. Kicking it for Jesus. Or Christ. Kicking it for Christ. That's what rhymes. So, it was just a freaking mess. It's just all these little kids, and I'm sitting there going like, why do you think you're cool right now?
Because they are.
For rap.
Can't spell cool
nothing.
Without Christ. C-H-I-R-S-T-O-O-L.
Nothing makes me more angry than groups of children practicing religions. Like, strongly. Because I'm like, do you even know what's happening? Because if you do, go ahead, do whatever you're going to do. But if anyone could please explain to me what is going on here. You know, I'd be cool with letting you all just get back to your Jesus rapping.
There was a mother who was telling her son, was like, would you want to go to school where they're like, creationism is stupid. You're stupid for believing in creationism. And the kid's like, oh, no, that'd be horrible. And then she's like, well, what if you went to a school where they were like, oh, evolution is stupid. People who believe in evolution are stupid. He's like, well, that wouldn't bother me at all.
You know,
and I'm like, what?
As long as the bigotry isn't directed towards me, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. what a weird, like, dichotomy that you provided for this kid to, like, base the rest of his, like, morals on.
Yeah, dude. Communism wasn't that bad after all, right? Am I right?
Exactly.
Let's do that again. Red Revolution. Come on.
Red Revolution. Starting here right now.
The East will rise again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, which East? Like, you over there? Or, like, Russia way over there?
No, Duke, that's the West.
Russia.
Oh my god. Russia is both to the East and the West of America. However, closer to the East.
No, it's not. It's closer to the West.
Oh my god, I'm counting.
Not if you look at an American map.
It
is to the East.
No, I'm... if you focus on America. Like, we have a whole Africa between us and Russia to the right.
No, you have a whole Africa and Europe.
Yeah, but to the left, like, we have
a whole ocean.
Well, yeah, but there's also an ocean to the right.
So, to get right...
Listen,
if
Russia's so far away, then how could Sarah Palin see it from her doorstep?
I can't even fucking do this. My sister was watching the Sarah Palin reality TV show.
Whoa, they had one?
Yes, it was a...
Why was I not informed?
I forgot what it was called. It was something like Alaska with Palin or something like that.
Yeah, that's not a terribly memorable name.
It was like Great Alaska.
See, if I saw that, I would just think it was like Michael Palin in Alaska explaining to me like about bears. But continue.
But no, it's Sarah Palin and her family doing Alaska things.
Like being in the snow.
Being in the snow.
Hunting.
Oil.
Going, oh darn.
Getting eaten by polar bears.
Well, like, I had to shoot this bear. It's a freaking mess. And my sister watched this for a long period of time. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, Palin's not that bad. And I'm like, don't fucking say that around me.
That.
If you're saying Palin's not that bad, I'm no longer related to you.
That can't. I think I would rather listen to someone genuinely trying to explain to me how Hitler did nothing wrong than tell me that Sarah Palin isn't that bad.
Well, he was a vegetarian, so all the animals he didn't eat compared to all of the things he did kill, like, balances out after a while.
That's a good point. I mean, he also did a great job for the cocaine and meth business. He was really into cocaine and meth.
So, dude, who isn't?
He funded, like, a lot of startup businesses.
Yeah, and, like, he helped, like, limit, hunting of, like, an endangered species or whatever. So, like, when we balanced it all out, like, it kind of all adds up, you know?
Yeah. He made
the economy right.
He did, yeah, he fixed an entire economy.
He also attacked Russia, kind of caused that. That kind of pulls him back a little bit.
I mean, you know, you have to think that no matter what he did pull back an entire economy and turn a drowning country into a powerhouse. An industrial powerhouse. So, yeah. I mean, you know, Hitler...
It's on the back of, 11 million dead Jews.
You know what?
But...
you can overlook these things.
You have to break
things.
Eggs and make omelets.
Exactly, you know?
You have to break eggs to make scrambled eggs. I think scrambled eggs are better anyways. Who would rather have an omelet than a scrambled egg?
I never had an omelet.
I haven't had scrambled eggs in years because my girlfriend refuses to make anything but omelets.
Oh my god, like, scrambled eggs are, like, allegedly easier to make than an omelet because you make an omelet, but then you mess it up, and then you just scramble it.
I don't know.
No, see, we have the makings for a good discussion about scrambled eggs and omelets. I've never had an omelet.
Alright, cook an egg, but, like, flip it over or something.
Yes. Duke is pro scrambled egg.
Yeah, I'm non-stop scrambled egg for days.
And Snuffy Joe hasn't eaten a scrambled egg in a couple of years, so... Essentially, we just have two misinformed people.
Yeah.
And
what?
One person who is anti-omelet.
I am
so good.
Prominently anti-omelet. Now, let me tell you.
I think omelets are okay. It's just they have to be full of cheese.
Well, yeah, but guess how I make scrambled eggs?
Yeah, it's like basically the same thing as scrambled eggs.
But I just put... dump cheese into scrambled eggs. It's just
What you do with the omelet, which is what I like, that you flatten it out towards like a tortilla, you put some cheese in it, and you fold it over, and it's like a egg quesadilla. Delicious.
All right, now imagine that, but instead it was all scrambled up.
I think I'm with Duke on this because I could make a really pretty easy, nice, like not easy to make, but easy to eat, nice omelet. Or I could dump a bunch of eggs in a pan, scramble it, throw cheese on it, and then, like, you know, be done with it in, like, 5 minutes.
Well, you can do the same thing with an omelet. Well, my girlfriend might make it look easy. I don't make omelets. So I have a girlfriend, so I don't cook.
Oh, fun. Well, you know what I do is I make really weird scrambled eggs. So that's what I do in my free time.
Yeah, Duke puts root beer into scrambled eggs.
You wish.
What do you mean by weird scrambled eggs?
I made a chicken nugget scrambled eggs once.
What does that mean? You can't just say, oh, chicken nugget. No, you all know what chicken nugget scrambled eggs are.
Everyone's done that. That's common.
I've made goldfish scrambled eggs.
Again, you're not explaining what these are. Are you putting goldfish in scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Duke,
it's kind of self-explanatory. You just put it in there, and then it turns into scrambled eggs.
I'm sorry, dude. How old are you? Are you four? Because that is something a four-year-old
would do. You still
do.
Mix, when you go to get a fountain drink, do you still mix the sodas?
Whenever I do have a fountain drink, I do.
Get your bang for your buck.
Yeah.
This is what I'm dealing with. Okay.
Yeah, just nonstop. Whenever I eat something, everything's in a pile. I don't separate anything.
I can't do that.
You just have a bowl. Like, you just get a bowl, and then you throw everything you intend on eating for the next hour in that bowl.
More or less. Everything I make or eat just tends to be everything I want in one thing. I don't separate anything.
I actually went and got trays, like cafeteria trays, and I can send you a picture of them. I have purple cafeteria trays where I keep everything nice and separate and neat.
Okay, again, are they easy to clean? We have another situation for another good debate. Duke is on the side of just throw everything in a bowl and eat it with your hands. And Joe is on the side of nice organized trays, and I have a fork for every different thing in the tray. And
that's not right. Some things require spoons.
That's a good point. Sorry, every item of food requires its own utensil.
What
and
I do?
In the middle ground of just fucking eat food like a normal goddamn person.
Alright, first of all, I just kind of just mix everything up and put it together. Second of all, I eat everything with tortilla chips.
Hey Duke, how's that steak and guacamole and mashed potatoes?
Dude.
Just try to cut it now for the tortilla chip.
That sounds actually pretty good. I'd like to have steak guac.
Only goes to Mexican restaurants so they give him all the tortilla chips he needs for the meal.
Yeah, what really upsets me is because when you go to like Mexican restaurants or any restaurant where they give you tortilla chips, after they give you your food, they stop giving you tortilla chips, and I'm
like,
no, I'm still abusing these.
Everybody's just looking at him.
Duke, what kind of tortilla chips do you use when you're home?
I actually have gotten down to a very specific brand of tortilla chip because it is sturdy enough to hold everything I put on it. Because I run into the very common issue of tortilla chips breaking. Because they are not structurally sound enough to hold everything I'm putting on them.
Dude, yeah, you know when you have, like, you know, mashed potatoes and ground corn all shoved in one big bowl with some just covered, and, you know, I put my drink in there, too. Surprisingly, these tortilla chips just can't hold it.
Yeah.
They're all soggy with root beer.
Now I want to go eat things.
Very strange root beer float.
What kind of, is it a flavor of chips that you specifically have, or?
No, yeah. I mean, it's just sturdy. It's just strong enough to hold things. Like, that's it. That's all I need.
Is it a local brand? Is it a name brand?
No, I'm trying to remember. It's like Cantina style chips or something.
Oh, yes, I've had those. Those are okay, I guess.
Yeah.
But like those restaurant style chips that like just don't hold anything.
See, yeah. I use those restaurant style chips to eat chili.
It doesn't even hold that. It's failed me on chili.
Duke, you're doing it wrong. Dude, you realize that it's supposed to be gentle, right? You don't just take it and jam it into the bowl.
That is that's exactly what I do. Because also when I make chili, I put eggs in it. So,
what is wrong with you?
Oh my god. You're Duke. Not the one. You know what? When I make chili, it is kind of everything I put in, it's kind of actually protein now that I think about it. Eggs, beans, and meat. That's what I put in jelly.
I put cheese on my chili.
No, that too, cheese. But that's later. That's not when I'm actually cooking it.
Oh, God, that's later. What else comes later, Duke?
Us salsa.
The root beer.
Actually, no, I put salsa in there initially with it.
Oh, my God, Duke. What kind of fucking... I imagine your kitchen looks like some sort of, like, a Nazi laboratory.
Not quite. I actually only use one pan because of all this.
But I guess imagine you have that there's this, like, sauce everywhere and, like, the lights flickering. And you're just sitting here for hours just because there's so much shit in the pan that it can't cook in a reasonable
time.
Every
meal is flavored with the last meal.
That's kind of the whole theory behind skillets, though.
That's disgusting.
Oh, you haven't used skillets? Iron skillets?
Iron skillet, but I fucking clean it.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take, like, a... Yeah, you clean it, but you're not supposed to take, like, a wire to it, or what is it, steel wool, or whatever. Like, you don't, like, clean it. Like, you, like, wash off what you put on it, but...
Dude.
Fucking skillets.
Please inform me how many bottles of soap you have in your house.
Are we counting antibacterial soap?
Sure. You know what? Because it's probably still going to be in, like, under 5.
It's, surprisingly more than 5.
Is it?
Yeah, I have 2 in the bathroom here. There's a bar of soap in the bathroom. And there's, like, 3 soaps next to the kitchen sink. And then there's, like, a dish soap there,
so,
too.
So, you're fairly clean.
Okay, you live in a studio apartment. Like, how are you able to see all of these things at once?
Oh, no, I don't see them. I
and
just
count them.
Duke runs his house like communist Russia. He keeps
dude.
Keying
I have a list.
Tabs.
There's an inventory on every object in the house.
Yeah.
Duke, so it seems like you're sort of kind of clean, but when it comes to eating, do you just, like, enact this, like, primal rage?
Well, but actually, I've known people who, like, separate their foods and get more foods on them and on the table than I do. Like, it's not that I'm dirty, it's I like everything at once. That's just
what I want. How does it make... Okay. Pick one. You eat
that's
your food
what
with tortilla
satisfies
chips,
me.
Or you are clean. You have to pick
Dude,
one. You can't,
if
you
can't do it long enough, you get skilled.
It's like chopsticks?
Yeah, you figure out, like, the right amount that's not too much, and you, like, just hold it right. Like, that's just the 2 things you gotta do, and because I got chips that don't fall apart anymore, I can do it.
It's crazy.
Duke, you are a madman.
This is what I want. This is what arouses me.
Oh, goodness. Anyways. So, speaking of arousal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did everybody enjoy this Steam sale?
Oh, yeah,
I was so aroused.
I got Metro Last Light. I beat Metro Last Light.
I just got it, too.
There's nips.
There are nips, that's true.
Spoiler
There's
alert.
Nips.
I ran into nips at least twice.
Then what the
twice
fuck am I doing
only.
Here?
Oh,
there
well, you see,
more,
it's later in the
nips
game.
More than twice in that game. Or there are more than 2 opportunities to see nips.
When's the 3rd time? Because there's one at the strip club, there's one when you're feeling up a fine foxy hoochie mama. Like, what's the 3rd one?
I'm saying that there's definitely, I don't know for a fact, but there's gotta be more than 2.
Oh, yeah, because there's, like, when they're doing the can-can thing.
Can-can? Yeah.
After you met Pavlov. Before, around
you're,
when you meet
you're ruining the game for me, I haven't played it yet, sorry.
Listen, when you run into a dude named Pavlov,
that's
be like, oh yeah, nips.
That's
Rogue Weapon
his
say
name,
his name.
That's not Pavlov.
Pavel?
Yeah.
Dude, like, no one says his name.
Why am I a better communist than you are, Duke?
Listen, you're not a better one, you just know how to pronounce Pavel's name. And you know that. Alright, now here's what Rogue Weapon has taught me, is that Pavel, a lot of things he says, you'll think is him just, like, I don't know, like, grunting or something, but actually he's swearing in Russian or saying, yeah.
Yeah, I've taken the time because, also, so if you go, pro tip, I don't know if you played the first Metro, which, if you haven't, it's pretty good. I don't know, why does everyone get the second one and not the first one?
Because the second one's but, on sale?
Yes.
But also, the first one, the second one's a continuation of the plot from the first one, so you're not going to know what the hell's going on.
No, they do that whole, like, recap at the beginning where
they,
it's like...
kind of, but you don't really know, but the point is, in the first game, if you played the first game,
how many nips are in the first game?
I don't remember. I don't remember if there are any.
You should make a website called Nip Count.
You know what? That's probably anything.
Darn it, Duke.
I remember on the subject of Nip Count and ignoring RoboWeb and talking about the first game.
Go ahead,
I was looking up nude mods, like not even for a game, just in general. And apparently every Tony Hawk game on the PC has a nude mod.
Really?
Yep.
Buying Tony Hawk.
That's hilarious. The nude mods for Bethesda games, specifically Fallout New Vegas, are the funniest nude mods.
Hi.
Yeah, I heard good things about the one in Oblivion.
I haven't...
Nude mod. I'm a nude mod connoisseur, if you will.
No, but before, like I was saying about the Metro last night.
Oh, yeah.
Pro tip, Sloppy Goat, don't do ultra-hardcore Ranger mode. I did ultra-hardcore Ranger mode because I played the first game. And the idea is that you'll remember all your experience from the first game and use that to carry it over. And literally, not even kidding, removes the HUD. Not like there's a minimal HUD and, you know, you see your objective or whatever. They took the HUD and removed it. They even removed the HUD where you can change weapon and grenade type and see your ammo count. They just removed the HUD completely. They're like, nope,
good
no HUD.
God.
So, and here's the thing, I was about a little over a quarter through, probably about halfway through the game, and I had to restart the game because, I had, because you can't get off that mode without restarting.
I was talking to RoboEvan about things he had never seen. Because the HUD is completely gone. Not even, like, the tutorial HUD telling you what buttons do is just gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, RoboEvan, have you done this? And he was like, no? I could do that?
Like, yeah, I didn't know that you could melee kill people.
What?
There's no HUD. I had to use all... And now here's the thing, is that you might think, oh, but RoboEvan, you can talk about how great the first game is. I played the first game a year ago. I don't remember it. So yeah, don't play Ranger mode. Is cool. It's very, you know, it sort of gets you into the game, but don't do hardcore Ranger mode. It's awful. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
So, but another thing is that apparently this is not 2014 or whenever the game was made, relatively recently, and you can only have one save file. So I hit new game, assuming okay, well let's see, and then I went back and I'm like, all right, I don't want to restart the whole game. I went no saves. I have to replay the entire game.
Wow.
Oh, it's great is when RoboEvan says one save file, he means one save file. If you play one of the DLC missions, which is like on a separate list, you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have little like mini missions where you can play as some of the other characters and see their like point of view of the story. They're not like anything cool, but you know, they're not anything like mandatory or in the game. They're just a little side thing that you can do so you can see other people's point of view and like there's little like combat scenarios. You do those, it removes your save.
To be honest, it's probably gonna be a while until I get to Metro 2, because I bought a whole bunch of crap this time around.
Metro Last Light is a great game, except for all the parts that it's broken.
Yeah. Oh god. I think I told RoboWeb about this. There's an enemy that, like, the whole mechanic is you shine your flashlight at them, and they don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
And, except for the problem is, it gets weird when they're, like, standing next to you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If you're too close, the lighting bugs out, and they don't, they're not fazed by it.
The
and
worst
you can't
part is,
kill it without the light.
I was staring at it. It was standing next. It wasn't even attacking. It was just sort of, like, hanging out next to me, and I was looking at it. I was like, hey, do you, like, want to be bothered by this light, maybe? Like, I mean, I'm shining. Are you? And then he just hits me. I'm like, oh. So you're just going to attack me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
everything in Metro, there are really good parts of Metro Last Light. It's a very atmospheric game. There's a lot of different ways to approach it. I really enjoy it. It's a good continuation of the story.
There's strippers.
It's a great experience and fun to play. It's not a good game when it comes down to the technical part of it.
Is it scary? Because I bought it hoping for like a
it's
like
not
a
as scary as the first game.
I don't know. I don't have a basis for the first game because I haven't played it.
But yeah, that's what I'm trying. I mean, I'm trying to just think like it's not.
I played Amnesia.
It's more combat. You know, you still have guns and stuff. So
oh, good. Okay.
It's not. Well, it's not just running away. But it's a lot focused on psychological scares. But
fun.
In the end of the first game, you launch a nuclear strike against what they call the Dark Ones. Which they tell you about in the beginning of this game.
I got to through the beginning of the game, like
yeah.
The intro and all that stuff, to kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, the Dark Ones would go into your, like, remember, listeners who haven't played it, you're not going to know what I'm talking about, but I'll try and explain it. It's in the beginning of Metro Last Light, it shows you this cutscene where you're all sitting in a tunnel, because the whole game takes place in the Metro, and you're all sitting around, like, a campfire just talking. And then you hear from, like, the checkpoint or, like, the outpost above you, like not above you, but ahead of you, hear screaming and gunfire. And then you see you'll get up and you're getting ready. And then a dark one, which is what they're called, you know, a dark one comes up to you. And all these things start attacking
you. And they're not
you.
Black people.
Yeah, no, that's
not a racist game.
Yeah, and they're all attacking you, and then, you know, like, you shoot a couple of them, and then they make it look like these monsters called Watchmen are attacking
yeah.
you. But then whenever you kill one of them, you
they
see
they whisper
just
no.
What?
Whenever you kill Watchmen, they just go no.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, I don't know, okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Talking about the comic book / movie Watchmen?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, then they'll cry for help and we'll whisper no, and so whenever you kill one, they just go no.
But then whenever you kill one of them, it you see that it's just a person.
Yeah.
And then so basically what the Dark Ones do is they get in your head, and you know they basically trick you into killing your friends.
Yeah, dude. Dark Ones are metal as hell.
Yeah, they are yep. metal as hell. But the thing is that they're not really in the second game because they're all dead.
Yeah, that really upset me.
Oh, thanks for ruining the game.
Did you play like the first minute of Metro
yeah,
Last Light?
Said,
no,
said
I played the
first minute.
Thing. I played. I like got through the.
the
okay,
first thing that happens. That's the first
that's
thing
like,
that happens. You just
that's
played
the
it.
The first thing that happens.
He like got out of the dream, mm-hmm. and then he like I walked around for a bit and was like,
yeah,
okay, we'll play this later.
That
Here's
was
the
thing, dream.
I can't spoil it because it happens at the end of the first game. I'm not spoiling the second game because something happens at the end of the first one. The point is that, yeah, you knew all of them. They explain it to you, like, 5 minutes into, like, the game, but whatever.
By the way, everyone who hasn't played Metro 2033, at the end of the game, you nuke them. Part one of a two-part series. If you want to know what happens next, it'll come out eventually, I guess. Bye. bbjcast@gmail.com